And Bez on the Bez. So the more brought in Machloikas that there is an Isser of the Kayan, not the Kayan, I'm sorry, the Nazir entering into a situation of Tumah, and the Isser of Nazir being Matam himself. So Rabbi Yosef says, Rab and Rabbi Yosef are arguing what Rav Huna said, and Rabbi Yosef understands that Rab said that not only is an issue of Bia and then Tuma, but there's actually an issue of Tuma and Tuma. Each time he's Matam himself, he does an act which generates Tuma, even though he's already Tome, he's Arbor Lav. Okay, Esay Abaya. So Bryce says Kayan, and there's a gears which has gears of Nazir. Shahila Mace Munachak Seifai. He's carrying a mace. The Hishitaloi Mesoi Umesacher Venagaba Yoch Yehekhaev Tamalamar Veloy Khalil. The Groa changes the Gersa to the Hecholo. So we're talking about Lo Yitema Baba Mab Le Hecholo. To the act of making him profane, okay. B'misha Eno Mechulo. He says it's only an issur of tuma if the tuma is going to be metamahim and lehechaloi will make him mechulal, I mean not roi for the avodah. But he's already mechulal, he's already not roi for the avodah, he's already mechulal va'omid. But the fact that he's holding the first mace, so touching the second mace at that point in time, doesn't do anything. So you see that Tuma and Tuma is not Chayiv. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yosef's version of Rav Huna. Some lies Rabbi Yosef said back, if Tisha l'chol masnis in the tnan, hoyim mitame l'meisim kol yoyim, ena chayiv ala achas, omer loy al tatame, chayiv kol achas ve'achas, v'amai ho mitame v'koyim. So, assuming this Bryce is correct, how does it fit with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that he could become multiple Yisurim, but if you have this drasha of that once he's Mechulal already, that the adding new Tumah doesn't really do anything, so why in our Mishnah is he Chayiv multiple Malkus? Elakasha Adori. So it seems to be a question of a stira between the Bryce of And the Mishnah, and the Mishnah answers, or the more answers, that Loi Kasha Kan Bechiburin, Kan Shlo Bechiburin. So we mentioned this idea that there's a din of Tumah that when a person is touching a mace, we create a halachic. He becomes a conduit of Tumah. There's a higher level of Tumah when he's touching the mace than when he's not touching the mace. So in the case of the Mishnah, he touched the mace and then he stopped. He touches it again, so that's a new act. He changes when he touches into a higher level of Tuma.
If he retouched the mace that he had...
It doesn't make a difference. If he retouched the same mace or different mace, it doesn't make a difference. But the case of the Braisa was he's already touching a mace. He touches the second mace at the same time he touches the first one, so there he's adding nothing, so it's not a new mace of Tuma at all. The Mora says, so this difference between this concept that when he's touching the mace, he has a higher level of tumah, has to be a deraisa concept for him to be chai, that make a difference in regards to malchus. So Mor says, "Tumah bechibur and deraisa is tumah bechibur and a deraisa concept." Now the Bach adds the words "hu veha," is tumah bechibur and deraisa hu ha veha amar of Yitzchak or Yosef or Bianai. We omer tumah bechiburin el the tumah bekachim. Avol nazar b'osa pesach loy. We omer deraisa maishno. So this concept of tumah bechiburin, that while he's touching, he acts as just an extension, is only relevant for tumah and kachim. That so when you're calculating in regards to Truma and Kachim, we give the person who touches the mace a din of so the mace is an avi avos tuma. So a person touches the mace becomes an avi tuma, and therefore he can metama another person. That's without chiburin. Reuven touches the mace, he's tummy 7 days. He has to go through the poraduma process. Shimon touches Reuven, he can metama tuma from Reuven because Reuven's an avi tuma. Shimon's tummy for 1 day. He doesn't need the Tara process of the Paraduma. If Shimon touches Reuben while Reuben's touching the mace, Shimon becomes tummy for 7 days. So we look at Reuven basically as being just the conduit for Shimon touching the mace. So as if Shimon touched the mace, and now he's tummy for 7 days, and he needs the Tara process of the Paraduma. Samora says that's only in regards to Truma Bekachim, that this halacha that he's tummy for 7 days is relevant in regards to Truma. Without bechiburin, Reuben touches the mace and then walks away, and then Shimon touches Reuben. He's tummy for 1 day, goes to the mikveh that day, and ready that night he can eat truma, and he can eat kachim. Now he has to wait 7 days before he does that. But regards to nazir vayis pesach. So, regards to Rosh Pesach, we don't make the person wait 7 days. This way, he'll be able to meet the Rosh Pesach. And regards to a nazir, that the nazir's issur is the metama to a mace. So, what Shimon? If Shimon would be a nazir, so Reuven touches a mace, steps away, and Shimon touches Reuven. That's not so issur. That's not a stira for even though he's tamei. But that's not the stira is being metamal mace. That's so sure naziris. That's what vatal his naziris. Shimon touched a tome mace. He has to go through. He has to wait. Go to mikvah, but it doesn't affect his naziris. What about a situation where Shimon touched Reuven while Reuven's touching the mace? Well, we're saying if Reuven acts as a conduit as if Shimon touched the mace, so that should be soyser naziris. So the more Rabbi Yonah says it's not soyser naziris. So if you tell me that it's tumah bechibur is rabbanon, so we say they were masakin in regards to tumah bekachim. They were that which is only a chumrah. Person can't eat tumah bekachim for 7 days. But nazir, we're going to give him a din of bittul naziris. He has to bring a korban tumah, which he can't bring. Midaraisa, he didn't lose his naziris, and he's not chayav a korban tumah. So we're not. If it's a rabbanim, we can't do it. So we leave it on the din deraisa. And by Oseh Pesach, we don't want to do it to take away the person's opportunity to bring the korban Pesach. But if you tell me it's deraisa, we have a deraisa, maishno. So my answer is no, you got it all wrong. So kan bechibur adam ba'adam, kan bechibur adam b'meis. Tumah b'chiburin is deraisa. So when Shimon touches Reuven while Reuven's touching the mace, Shimon is tummy for 7 days. Okay, that's the deraisa. But if Reuven touches the mace and Shimon touches Reuven, and then Levi touches Shimon, okay. So in that situation, we don't say, well, if there's this concept of chiburin, so it's as if Levi is touching the mace. So Mirabonan, he's tummy for 7 days, but not Miraisa. So that's a case of Tibur. He's mechuber to an Adam who's mechuber to the mace. He's mechuber to an Adam who's mechuber to an Adam who's mechuber to the mace. So the Tumah Chibur in our scenario, Reuven is mechuber to the mace and Shimon touches that. That's the Raisa. That's called Chibur b'mace, because Shimon touching a person who's touching the mace. So we're looking at the person we're defining, who, what's he touching? He's touching someone who's mechuber to the mace. And in the second scenario with Levi, he's touching somebody who's mechuber to an Adam, who's mechuber to the mace. See, Shimon is only mechuber to an Adam. So that means Raisa is not Tomei 7 days, it's only Tomei 1 day. Mirabana is Tomei for 7 days. So by Shuma Mekachim, they instituted that. In regards to Nazar, that doesn't affect anything. Okay, so now it comes out that Tum B'chiburin is the Raisa. And therefore the Braisa, which says that in the case where he's B'chiburin, nothing has, and then while that's happening, he's metamet to something else, that's not, he's not Chayiv. Is not a Kasha and Rabbi Yosef. In the name of Rav Huna, who's saying in a situation where he's already Tomei and he's Matam himself a second time, that he's Chayiv, because that's true, that he's Matam himself a second time, he's Chayiv, in a situation where he's not Bichiburin. The Braisa says that when he's Matam a second time, nothing happens. He is Bichiburin, therefore nothing is being added. Let's see the rush. Send a rush on the top of the page. Okay. So Rabba said in Rafuna Mikramo de Rakosov, the Sibyl Loyatame, Thermisham Mela, Mamalo, Mashdim Akol, the Gambi Yosha, Labayas, Shesh Batuma, Bakhlal, Loyatamehu. Any act of being Matame himself is included in Lo Yatame. So, coming into the house where the mace is called Lo Yatame. Kshomer Lo Yavai, B'tzavar Gabi Nozik, Sivi, Kray Yaseiru, and then it says Lo Yavai. So, what's that for? A Kol Nafshas Mace Lo Yavo, we already know that. Everything's included. So, Lahazar Alabiyam Alatuma. He enters into oil hamace, the hisser of mishum lo yavoi, and then mishum lo yatame. He's going to oil hamace and say, "Do not go in because there's this hisser of lo yavoi, and do not go in because there's this hisser of lo yatame." Like a shdayim, hal b'shdayim bo kechod. So that situation, both of eras happen at the same time. So he's kaiv shdayim. He's not chayiv twice for tuma. He lo kasheish tresevus tuma b'shniya can refarsh b'samuch. But a scenario where the second tuma is adding something, like the case of the Mishnah, Rabbi doesn't argue in the Mishnah. Rabbi Umber who does argue in the Mishnah. So in that situation, he's adding something. That would be different. Af beloy tosefes tuma mischayev shtayim. He hits it by al tatame al tatame. The rest says you don't have to add more tuma. It's silly mischayev shtayim. So Abaye asked the kasha. He's already tame. If eshita loy meisoy umeisacher. So meiso means the pshat lebraisa means meiso o meisacher. There's no difference whether it's a relative or not. That's the point of the braisa. Whether it's his mace, which means a relative, or a someone who's not related, either way, it doesn't make a difference. So, is he chayiv in that situation? The braisa says that he's not chayiv because it says lehechalo. So the pasuk of lo yichalul is the wrong gersa, which is the gersa which you have in the Gemara, which point out the Gemara changes it. The haloi ksiv gabi asharis tuma that the pasuk of lo yichalel is. Is not written as a defining element in the Isser of Lo Yitame. The Pasuk of Lo Yichalel is written by the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, Al Kol Hashem Meisus Lo Yavo, Lo Aviv Elimo Lo Yitamo, Umin Amitosh Lo Yetze, Velo Yichalel, Eis Mikdash Elokot. So Yichalel over there is coming to be Mazer in regards to the idea of leaving the Mikdash. It's not coming to define lo yitame. But lehechalo the gabi azaris tuma the koyin ksiv. But lo yitame baba mov lehechalo is defining lo yitame. Kamogimin and also mekayim exereshava the imoy imoy. And then so okay, but. I mean, the more is flowing back and forth from Nozer to Kayan. How do we know they have the same thing? And the more is going to learn out from Xavier Shava. Amal Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, if it takes you the Chua Masnissen, so why don't you have a question on the Mishnah? According to what you're saying, how do you understand the Mishnah? It's not on the Hoyim Etame. Hoyim Etame, he's Chayiv each one separately. You're trying to prove that he's not Chayiv each one separately. But Elakasha Dali, so with some hak rice, some kami masnisin, we should have to just based on this, the contradiction between the Mishnah and the rice, so we have to raise the rice. So more says Lokasha. So Rabbi Yosef is I'm sorry, the Gemara didn't say this. The Rosh says that the Rabbi Yosef is saying that the Brice is wrong and it's no, the Brice is not a kasha me at all. Rabbi says back, I don't have a kasha. The steer to the Brice, the Mishnah, I have a way to answer. Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef, the Tarot of Brice of our Mishnah, the Latikshi Adadi, but Ulukhaim Devei Rabba. But Abaya's point is that he still feels that Rab is right. After this answer, in this version of the Rush is going to bring a second version in the Pshat and the Gemara. In this version of the Rush, so Abaya, Rabbi Yosef is saying that the Braisa obviously is wrong because it's steered to the Mishnah. So you have to just remove the Braisa. Abaye is saying no, that the Braisa and the Mishnah I could answer with the difference between Chibur and Nachiburin, and that's Rabba Shita, because Rabba has to answer the Mishnah also. Yeah. Rabba said Tuma Batuma Loi, but it means so the whole argument of Rabbi Yosef and Rabba is in a case where he's already Bichiburin and he's Batama a second time, what the status is. That's where the argument is. And that much we've proven between the Braisa and the Mishnah that case is not Chayiv. And Zakash and Rabbi Yosef. That's Abaye's approach according to this version of the Gemara. Abaye Heshel, the Rabbi Yosef, the Tarat of Bryce, of Mishal, the Tikshadadi, Lakam de Rab, Khan Bechibur, Brother Machuber the Mace, and Meshita the Mace, Loimachai. While he's already touching the one mace, he touches the second mace, he's not Chai. The Machul of Oimed, who made him Bryce of Tumal Tumosa, he's not adding any Tumah. So that's Rab's din. Khan Shal Bechibur. Acher appears in the mace, he already stopped touching the first mace. Vishitu loy mace acher. And now they presented him with a different mace. Vishitubroy atatame. And they said, don't do it. Chayim shtayim. Then if he does it, he's chayim a second time. The betumashniya yesh tosef is tuma. The act of touching the mace adds something. The ba'oidim mechuber the mace, while he is touching the mace. So he acts as a conduit, and somebody touches him instead of becoming one day, becomes Tommy 7 days. If he's no longer touching the mace, somebody touches him, he's only chayiv till that night. Okay, so that's how Russians, that's how they learn this Gemara. Vakashali, the Russians have a problem with this pshat. It means it comes out that Rabbi agrees that Tuma and Tuma is Chayiv. The only thing he says is the case where there's Tuma, two Tumas simultaneously is not Chayiv Shtai. But when it comes to Rabbi, Tuma and Tuma Loi, Master the Lesley Klal, but Tuma Shtei Malkius. He does not have the concept of Tumalkius by Tuma at all. Timisa de Islay, because if Rabbi held that Tuma and Tuma does get Tumalkius, Amara Hagila Lefarish Devarav. So, you know, in a Mishnah, sometimes it leaves his statements ambiguous. When an Amara is coming to clarify his Shita, he should be more clear. Void Kasha. And the Russians also find difficult. The Harvey Loimar that the Morish said the Lashon of Omerle Loikasha, according to this version, that so Rabbi Yosef said, one second, you're asking for a Bryce, so the Bryce is clearly wrong. Mishnah, because of the Mishnah. Kasha Dodi, and Omer Lei, Loi Kasha, and Abai says back, no, Kan Bechiburin, Kan Shlo Bechiburin. If the speaker is changing from Rabbi Yosef to Abaya, we should have said Omer Lei. The way the more presents, it's all Rabbi Yosef talking. Hilonir Lafarish to Rabbi Leslie Klau Beis Malkius Betuma. So Rabbi does not hold up two Malkius by Tuma. Okay. And Rabbi Yosef Ka'amar, and even Rabbi Yosef agrees that there's not two Malkius if there's no Tosefis. So Rabbi Yosef is the one who requires two Malkius when there's Tosefis, i.e., going from Chibur not being Chibur to Chibur. So then it's Rabbi Yosef talking. Rabbi Yosef the Mishkachas lehu nami b'tuma. It's possible two malchus by tuma. Kedem mefarish. I'd like to more explain that Rabbi Yosef says the tzayek two malchus by tuma is only b'tu sefes tuma. Therefore, the words elakasha nadari lokasha kan mechiburin b'chulu calls that me divrei Rabbi Yosef. Well, the farish devar to be mechibur and mishkachas. So now Rabbi Yosef is clarifying what his shita was that he only meant that it's the situation of bechibur, and that's how we learn the Gemara. That's how we read the Gemara, like this, the second shot of the Rush. The Gemara says to mechibur and deraisa. So mashu tomei zayin boidem mechubur lemeis. That with the second person has become tomei for 7 days. While the first person is touching the mace, is minatarahu? You tell me it's the raisa, the kamer, the because you're saying the loika he gets malchus because of that, but we have a problem that Rabbi Yana is quoted that it doesn't apply to Nazir. If it's a raisa, what's the difference? So the second person, in our example, Shimon, Reuven's touching the mace and Shimon touches Reuven. So the second person, Shimon, is tummy for 7 days. That's relevant for Chuma and for Kachim. Kol Shiva. Shemidu Direyim, but Makam Achilas Chuma Vakachim, Shemitzah Say. So even though there's a mitzvah say to eat Chuma Vakachim, we said he can't. The Chomer are going to make their Issid Rabbanon, or the Tumah Rabbanon, that he can't eat, do the mitzvah for 7 days. Avol Nazar Sheyistar, that the Nazar should lose his Naziris. That he shouldn't do the Korban Pesach. They did not give him a status of Tumah. If you have a Deraisa, if Deraisa he's Tomei, hey Tihiruhu, Chachamim, how could the Chachamim take away the Tumah? So Mor says, Lukasha, Kan Bechiburi Adam, Ba'adam, Kan Bechiburi Adam, Bemes. Now the Rosh gives an example using Reuben and Shimon, but he gives the names backwards. Than the way we said it. Or we give the name back to the way he said it. What said it right. Reuven Shinoga B'Shimon, Boy Shimon Nugea B'Meis. So Shimon's touching the mace, and Reuven touches Shimon. So if Reuven touches Shimon while Shimon's touching the mace, Reuven is Tomei Zayin Minatara. That's within the Raisa that Reuven's Tomei 7 days. Perkei Mimidim Dershle Mimim Kolosha Yiga Boy HaTomei the phrase Kol Sheyiga Boy HaTomei Yitmo, that the moral is from there that this didn't have Tumah Chibur. Our Reuven Shenoga B'Shimon B'Shimon B'Levi B'Levi B'Meis. So Levi touching the mace, Shimon touching Levi, and Reuven touching Shimon. So Tomei Tumas Erev Minatara Umirabonan Tomei Zayin. So the mace is Levi Avos. Levi touching the mace, and Shimon touching Levi. So Shimon is becomes an app. So Shimon is Tomei for 7 days Minatara. Reuven touching Shimon. Reuven's only tummy. Reuven touching an avatum, he becomes tummy for 1 day. Mirbon, he's tummy for 7 days, and that doesn't apply to Pesach or to Nazir. Okay. Today's Monday, right? Okay, let's hold it here.